This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
I want to go to another story that also does involve crime. This one here is about the number of people who defraud businesses or their families, in fact, in many cases, to fund their gambling habits. Now, this is obviously a pretty sad thing, but the point is that when the addiction takes hold, many people simply know no boundaries. And I've got to say, having had some recent, not first-hand experience, but knowledge of a very senior case, there is a very senior, and I'm not kidding you, very senior Australian business person who had been brought into this country from another part of the world, be careful what I say here, who left the job in what would be called adverse circumstances, and even the company had to be very careful what it wrote, but my understanding was that the fundamental problem involved was a significant gambling addiction. He wouldn't be the only one to have had one of those, but in this particular case, it was very sensitive to the company because it had very many employees, I can tell you. All right, so the argument is $100 million plus defrauded by Australians to gamble. Let's go to Brett Warfield, the chief executive of Warfield and Associates, who have put this report out. And, you know, the courts basically tell the tale, don't they, Brett? You can see going through the courts, people effectively charged with fraud or amounts stolen, whatever it might be. But when the common theme keeps on coming through, that in many cases, these people are funding gambling addictions.
That's right, Ross, exactly. Yes, they're... Unfortunately, they get an addiction to gambling, which they can't cope with. They use their own money and then they start turning to either their employer's money or their family and friends.
So just explain the common situation that would generally take place here. How does it start? How does it get out of control? And how, in many cases, is it justified by the person who is committing the fraud or stealing the money?
Well, the precursor to all this seems to be that somebody has an issue in their life, some sort of problem, whether it's a marital issue or there's abuse or there's something that goes back a number of years ago. It leads to depression, and the depression leads to a need to sort of zone out, to have some stimulation in their life. So they turn to gambling for that stimulation. And unfortunately, not everybody copes with it, and some of them actually gamble to excess. They get into debt and they start to steal, or they in fact just have an addiction that they start raiding whatever avenue they have for money to be able to continue that addiction.
Okay, so in many cases, these people can be very clever people, and even though quite clearly their trigger or whatever it might be has been turned on to actually cause them to defraud their employers to feed the gambling addiction, but in many cases, they can be quite, well, inventive, let's put it that way, to try and defraud the employer. The question is whether there's terribly much the employer can do to sort of overcome or obviate the potential threat.
But in terms of the gambling issue, that's quite right. I mean, if somebody wants to hide that from their employer, it's difficult for them to be able to identify it. I mean, there are warning signs that that show up that people who are around them may notice. Sometimes it's a case of always being out at the local club or pub at lunchtime playing the poker machines. Those sorts of things, if in a local area, do get fed back to the business and to people occasionally. So those sorts of things can be flagged. The more difficult ones are when they're gambling online themselves in their own time. So that really, you know, that can't be identified. But the more in terms of the actual employee fraud, the types of things you need to think about are how is that being defended by the employers? What sort of controls are in place there? The supervision of the person? Because a lot of these, for example, there's quite a number of finance staff that were, in fact, just getting access to the bank account and transferring money out of the business. Now, they would have that as part of their normal duties, but the question I've got is when we look at some of these transactions, there's 300, 400, and 500 transactions gone through over a number of years. So Wow. Somebody's not supervising properly.
And the point is, you said even 23 of the cases took more than 5 years to discover. So if you've taken 5 years to discover that somebody's got their fingers in the till to actually fund a gambling addiction, you've got a few problems in A, knowing your staff member, and then B, actually looking at the processes to make certain that money is not being nicked.
I would say, having been doing this for 20-odd years, anybody, any organisation that can't pick up a fraud in 5 years with the number of transactions and amount of money that's gone through needs to have a serious look at their fraud risk management strategy, Ross. I really do.
So it's going to be interesting to watch that. Good to have you on the program. Brett Warfield, the Chief Executive of Warfield & Associates. And as I say, more than $100 million a year defrauded by Australians to fund their gambling addiction. Now, out of those numbers that came out from Warfield & Associates, they say that men stole $67 million to gamble, compared with women, 37. So it's almost a two-thirds, one-third split there. The youngest person convicted was 18. The oldest was 78 years old. Get that. So in other words, age is no barrier. Sex is certainly no barrier. Victoria had the highest number of frauds and the biggest overall losses as well. Really good report there from Warfield & Associates. And Brett Warfield, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ross.
This podcast, thanks to Audi Altauer Tarman. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Altauer Tarman today.